You've chosen where you're going to be for this next 25 minutes. Taking a moment to orientate yourself in that space. So, letting your eyes lazily kind of drift around the room, over each shoulder. Notice maybe something that catches your eye. Something that you find pleasing in this space. Down to the floor, up to the ceiling. Ah, orientating yourself here now. You're safe in this space. Noticing how you might want to just move your body a little bit. Like we've all had, like some of us are waking up, some of us it's like mid-afternoon. So seeing if you can let a sense of what might be yummy for you to arise. It might be standing up and shaking. It might be just gently undulating, twisting. There might be sounds. Ooh. But following pleasure, this pleasure, which is always available, it's like it's here in the embodied experience, is like the deliciousness of refinding our toes or yawning. Oh, and they don't need to earn this or do anything to receive it. It's possible for us just to turn our awareness towards it. Oh. And you could also draw some awareness gently to any sounds that you can hear. Sounds nearer, sounds further away. And again, you can be lazy with it. You don't need to sort of reach out. You have this sense of like listening, but rather hearing. What's the difference? Listening and then just receiving sound, hearing sound. Same with like the taste in our mouth. Receiving the taste that's already there. And then what about the temperature? Can your face, your arms, your skin receive the temperature? The air on your face? What if the air and the felt sense around you is coming towards you? Finding that meeting point. And again, not needing to feel for it, but just opening to what's already there. It might be the feel of your clothes against your legs. It might be a breeze on your skin. And maybe there's a smell. That's also here. Often that can become invisible. Maybe there's something. And then finally, if you haven't closed your eyes already, just noticing what's the difference between looking and receiving color, movement, shadow. Not having to look, but just. Letting the world land. And noticing that the movement may have in its own time settled. Like sediment in whipped up water, finding its way back down and in, coming to its own rest, not needing to make it rest, not needing to it to settle quicker than it wants to, but trusting. It will settle, it will come, it will find its place. And you can take your eyes closed, or you could take a soft downward gaze, like into your lap or just in front of you, whichever feels most supportive. And again, in its own time, letting the system find its way towards you, towards your felt experience in this moment. We have all these tendrils of awareness and they go out in all different directions, past, future. But here you are right now, in this moment. And there really is nothing to do. Nothing to get right. Nothing to achieve. Giving yourself permission to sink into that, into this moment. And feeling where your body connects with the earth today. And every day this is different. Every moment it's different. And very gently again, we don't need to be super laser focused. Like, oh, my third toe is an inch. No. Just getting a vague sense of, oh, this is how I'm planted right now. It's sort of a bit like this shape. It sort of feels a bit like this. Letting yourself have a lot of room around it. We're these kind of wild animals with wild energies, and sometimes we can try and get ourselves on a really short leash. So just giving yourself permission to go wide in the open field. Sometimes what we need is just to be let off the hook, you know? To be enjoyed rather than managed or controlled. Where does the wild animal of your being want to roam today? Maybe there's a landscape or an image, or maybe there's a felt sense in the body. Trusting that your awareness has an intelligence to it. and it might come up, and it might, there might be thoughts and ideas, and that's not something gone wrong. That's the, what the mind does. And maybe there's something in that that needs a little bit of space. And seeing if that's the case, if they can bring an okayness to that, okay, there's something in here that needs some time. But I can also be, I can also hold my body in this as well, you know. Or maybe there's just a part of the body that feels like it wants to be rested in and explored. Can we sit back a little bit and not need to micromanage or control too much? Soft face, soft belly. And if any tension begins to creep in, as it does, just reminding those parts of the body, oh, you don't need to work right now. We're not trying to achieve anything right now. There's support available here and you can rest into it. If you found somewhere that does feel restful, feels sort of spacious and easeful, giving yourself full permission to sink into and enjoy that for its own sake. And if there's a lot going on, giving it some room. A bit like a loving mother who's watching maybe her children argue, or, you know, it's like, oh, you're not going to interfere, but you're just going to keep half an eye on what's going on in the back bedroom, you know. It's okay. They'll be okay. And then trusting that that will be okay, does that then allow you to find a little bit of rest somewhere else? We don't have to have perfect conditions. to find a little rest. Soft face, soft belly. And trusting the mind and that it's doing its job. There's something running in the background, trusting it. Okay, I'm going to leave you to that. And I'm just going to be resting here. I trust you. I think as women, we're so often taught not to trust ourselves and instead to try and control ourselves. And I think it's like we either trust ourselves or we control ourselves in letting go of trying to control. That is a real act of trust. Dropping this idea of trusting yourself into this pool of your being, you could say, like, I trust you. Notice what response might happen. And then whatever you're doing right now, just 10% less effort. 10% more enjoying receiving. 10% less trying. Percent more trusting that it's already there. And if you found somewhere really yummy that you want to stay, please just stay there. And you could also bring in very light, gentle awareness to the heart area. And just notice what's happening there as you sink into trusting, let go of striving. What does the heart know of this? And maybe there's an increased sensitivity, tenderness, aliveness. As we return to ourselves, we return to our whole histories. There's the grief and the love and the pain and the beauty. And the celebration. And all of that is our aliveness. And so something about the theme of this month is something around coming into contact with all of that. In choosing to love, we sign up to also grieve. But my God, it's beautiful. To have the opportunity to love something, someone, the world. What a beautiful, fleeting opportunity we have. To love ourselves. Taking a moment to take all pressure of paying attention to any particular place off. Really let that wild animal roam. You could even just gently open your eyes and sit back, taking any labels of meditation or anything off. trusting that whatever needed to be felt today, show up today, showed up, and trusting yourself in that. I'm taking this moment just to be, gently letting your awareness expand. Letting the world touch the space that you've just entered. And knowing that the world is touched by that space as well. It doesn't not have an effect. And that might move into movement. Oh, and following that into where it wants to go.